You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30.
Hello and welcome to this week's Ours to Protect. As natives of this beautiful county, we're no strangers to the natural beauty of the Donegal coasts. Only recently, Donegal was awarded the fourth best region to visit in the world by Lonely Planet, a leading travel media company. Clean Coast groups across the county have been helping keeping the Donegal beaches tidy for visitors. And in this year's Big Beach Clean campaign, over 46 tonnes of litter was removed from Irish beaches. Elena Kunkel is the Clean Coast officer for Donegal. She told me more about what was found in the Donegal litter.
It went very well. So we had thousands, literally thousands of volunteers going out across the country and cleaning up various beaches along the coastline, east and west, and reporting back to us what they found, which was excellent. We know that certain items are still troublemaker, I would say, like cigarette butts. Lots of group report increasing amount of single-use vapes. So that seems to be a bit of a trouble as well. We unfortunately have increasing amounts of dog fouling that is found on the beaches, which obviously poses a problem for the volunteers and also a health hazard.
Clean Coasts had their annual Ocean Hero Awards recently. Friends of Rosnaula Clean Coast Group won Campaigner of the Year Award. Falkara Clean Coast Group received the Tourism Special Recognition Award, and the Northwest Home Education Group won Youth of the Year Award. Elena said dog fouling was a big issue. Well, William Keogh was a secretary of Friends of Rosnaula Clean Coast Group, and we had a chat about their award-winning campaign, Lift It, Bin It.
Lift It, Bin It, revolving around the idea of looking at the dog foul issue in Rosnaula and the increased amounts that we were seeing. Unfortunately, we were seeing them in multiple areas across Rosnaula, and we were not only seeing that, but we were also seeing where people had lifted dog foul and left the bag behind in the sand dunes and things like that. That campaign was run and back in May, I believe, of this year, and we basically got together and we do monthly beach cleans, and we decided in May that we would put together a beach clean and we would get together funding from Clean Coast, and we purchased Lift It, Bin It high-vis vests for the dogs and bandanas for the dogs. And we invited all the dog owners down that do beach cleans and anyone that wants to come and join us, and gifted them treats and all of that. Donegal County Council were very nice to give us dog poo bags, and we gifted out dog poo bags to everyone, and we just spoke to everyone, and we done our usual monthly beach clean and conversed across the issue that we've been seeing. We continue to do that on our monthly beach cleans every month, first Sunday of every month at 12 o'clock. We meet down in the Rosnaula main car park and we do a monthly beach clean, and we still to this day keep pushing the Lift It, Bin It. And the main focus around that was just to kind of see the different issues of litter and make people aware that this is a problem that we need to kind of communicate out to actually reduce that as an issue for the area environmentally.
Big congratulations to William and the team. All of the volunteers put in massive efforts. I asked Elena, what prevention measures can we keep in mind when we visit the beach?
Over 80% of all marine litter comes from inland. So unfortunately, lots of what we find on the beaches is being flushed down the toilet, being disposed of inappropriately. So we find a lot of wet wipes, cotton buds, and all the small items that people maybe throw into their toilet without considering where it ends up, if you know what I mean. So I would definitely say frequently going out and cleaning your area is the best way to avoid marine litter. We can see it all across the county and all across the country. Beaches where the volunteers are frequently going out are just much cleaner. It is unfortunately as simple as that. I think it's also in terms of how people perceive a beach. If there are visitors, for example, who come to the beach and they see it very clean, they're usually inclined to keep it clean.
Yeah.
So that's what we see all across the country. So we encourage people to go out for a 2-minute beach clean. Just do it quickly. Don't spend too much time. I think everybody can do it. Pick a few items up. Take a photo. Tag us in and just enjoy. Enjoy how it's spreads the word as well.
And there you have it, one of interest for any potential Christmas dippers. So to recap, 46 tonnes, that's around 12 hippos worth of litter that has been lifted from Irish beaches over the summer this year, and three Donegal groups honoured at the Clean Coasts Ocean Hero Awards. There will be more information on our website highlandradio.com and on Ours to Protect. A big thanks to Elena and William for taking the time out to speak to me, and to Anya Sweeney here at Highland Radio for working the socials. That's all from me for this week. Till next week, have a great one.
You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commissioner Mann with a television licence fee and is a partnership between Highland Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.